All right, hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to the Commander Cast Season 3 Circle of Judgment. This season, our contest was Sharpie Altars. So in case you have no idea what's going on with this, we'll have a link in the show notes to the contest rules. But we'll run them down real quick now. This all kind of started when I pulled out a Sharpie one day and decided that Malfagor looked like he should be holding like a mic and a sick-ass guitar and like be doing an 80s riff. And things kind of evolved or devolved, depending on your opinion, from that point within my playgroup. There's a lot of inside jokes and stuff printed on cards. They're probably worth more than that should really be happening on now. But we got a kick out of it. And I understand other people have been enjoying this as well. So we figured, oh, what the hell? We were talking about this earlier on Twitter. Does anyone know who actually came up with the idea? Because I can't remember. It wasn't me. I know it wasn't me.
So, I mean, I know the contest was either my idea or your idea.
Then it was yours.
But I don't remember who...
It had to
sure.
be yours.
I'll take credit.
Yeah, take what you can get, son. All right, so Carlos had this sick-ass idea for a Sharpie Altar contest, and I was like, yeah, let's get it. That sounds sick. So all you had to do to enter was Sharpie Altar a card. You could do anything you wanted. You can, you know, put profanity on it. You could draw something totally different on it. You could completely revise the art if you wanted. And then you just had to send me a scan of it as well as a photograph of it with you holding your hand. If the photo was high quality enough, I didn't even care about the scan. I just needed proof that you weren't, like, Photoshopping the edit. And if you were going to Photoshop, like, your hand holding something and take a photo... If you care that much, then okay, fine, you can win because clearly you need some sunshine in your life. And then the judgment criteria is pretty simple. Is it funny? Is the image clear? Is the card compatible with Commander? And how like crazy is the card? Like, if you Sharpie altered an Underground Sea, then that's got to count for something. If you did it with a Jace, then that was on point. And, you know, just overall, I'm sure we all have our personal twist and turn that we're going to put on our judgment criteria here. So there's nothing too scientific about it. Joining me for the evaluation in the Circle of Judgment as we emerge from our shadowy chambers of judging and shit, I've got Dave, a.k.a. Durfington. So why don't you introduce yourself, Dave, in case somebody's not familiar with who you are.
What is up, everyone? My name is Dave Lee. I go by Durfington on Twitter and everyone else. I used to write a lot of Commander articles for Quiet Speculation and Mana Deprived, but lately I've been working on a weekly comic called Dirtling Around, which you can find on manadeprived.com, and I also do card altars.
So it's not just stuff, you can find it, you should find it, because these shits is off the chain, son. You should look into these. They're hilarious. Also joining us, regular Commander Cast peeps, we've got Donovan and Carlos, so you guys can introduce yourselves as well in case for some reason somebody's just listening to a Circle of Judgment and has never heard the podcast before, which would be awesome.
Yeah, so as you probably know, my name's Donovan. I go by Dosu everywhere on the internet. I'm super duper casual player, and combo is my favorite archetype. That's them's the ropes.
And I'm Carlos, master of summoning traps and death laces.
Yeah! Two things that normally you don't really want to be a master of, but he'll take it.
I'm a huge Johnny, and I love building all kinds of ridiculous decks. That's kind of what I do.
All right. And yeah, you guys probably know who I am, but I'm Andy. I just run Commander Cast. I'm a magic scrub, and I like vandalizing cards. So those are our criterion as, I suppose, what would we be evaluating these pieces of art that we've received? Anyway, so the format for this, we're each going to go in a round table one at a time, and we're each going to give a card that we like. Those are going to be our three picks, and whichever picks have shown up the most, those will be the winners. Now, our grand prize winner will get an altered card by Dave, a.k.a. Durfington, just like the Rise of the Redeem that Judd received from last season, which was super sick. He did not have enough praise for this card. He was blown away by it. So you know that this is good shit that we're giving out here. And then as a peripheral prize, shout out to my man Manny in the real. He's a local guy. He's his diehard Commander Cast supporter. And he actually just gave me two Stoneforge Mystics to give away. So those are the secondary prizes. So the top three, you'll get... the winner will get a... alteration from Dave of a card of their choice. Same rules as before. I'll pay for it unless it costs more than $5. At that point, you got to PayPal me the difference. So just make it easy on everyone. Make it less than $5. And then the secondary runner-up prizes will be two Stoneforge Mystics. So I think that's pretty sweet. It's kind of funny he gave them to me the night before they were banned. If you want to see the contest entries, just go to the site and check on the Season 3 contest winners. There will be a link there to what will probably be a photo album online with all of the entries that were submitted. So you can actually check them out as you listen to this. Anyway, we'll kick things off going over the picks. How about Carlos? You get things going here.
All right. My first pick was one that Owen and his 7-year-old daughter, Nina, sent in. The Sigil of Game of Thrones. It's a Sigil of the Empty Thrones, and they like made it look like that throne from Game of Thrones. That was an awesome show, and I don't know, I liked it a lot.
In case you don't know who Owen is, he's also known as Z-Magic. He writes a blog, The Crazy 99, formerly known as EDH, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, but he changed the title because it was way too long. Anyway, yeah, he's a solid guy. He's like a friend of the cast, so it was pretty sick. He sent me a couple of entries, but since he did them with literally with a seven-year-old girl, I was willing to give him some leeway in having a couple extra entries. Plus, they were all awesome, so whatever. We'll make the rules up as we go. if you want to see the contest entries, just go to the site and check on the Season 3 contest winners. There will be a link there to what will probably be a photo album online with all of the entries that were submitted. So you can actually check them out as you listen to this. Anyway, so we've got one vote for the Sigil of the Game of Thrones. Dave, what was your pick?
One of the ones I especially liked was the Bestial Menace, I think Michael did. And I might be a little biased because I really like the artwork, the original artwork as it is, because when it just came out in World Wake, like, you just look at the artwork and it's like they're just ready to go. Like, they're just right there. Like, a wolf, an elephant, a snake, which seem kind of random, but, like, they're
it's
just there.
Fucking
ready,
awesome.
It's pretty much saying, like, yeah, they're just like, come at me, bro. It's like all three of them are, like, just ready to fight. And so I think, like, what, for those who can't see, it's pretty much a Pokeball, like, right in the center of the artwork. And so it seems like all three guys are just, like, popping out of the Pokeball at once and just, like, just ready to get it on. And, like, this giant Pokemon, like, right over the card text. So I think, like, it's fairly simple, but I kind of like it because it's conservative and, like, everything just fits really well. And, like, just the way they use different colors. And I think it's really fitting. So I got to throw my vote in for this Bestial Menace here.
Yeah, I can get behind that because it was clever as well. But also, my buddy Rob, he said that, like, we were designing some peasant decks, and he used this card in there. And he was like, how could you not use it? It looks like an animal superhero team. And you know what? I was like, yes. Yes, it does. This card is more awesome than I thought it was. All right. My first pick is going to be from John. He did Sirocco. It's this card from Mirage. It's kind of funky. Target player reveals his or her hand to all players, and then for each blue interrupt card that player holds, they pay 4 life or discard it. So it's actually not a bad blue hoser. I think it's actually, like, you could play it. Yeah, there would be no shame in playing it, especially as a metagame call. But he, like, pimped it out to the max by just, it's so ghetto the way they did it too, which I just love. He changed it into just straight up Geordi LaForge as an instant. So you know it's good. And he's got the guy on the front. He's got the little visor drawn over his eyes, and then he's shaded in parts of his little mage outfit to make him look like a Starfleet officer from Next Generation. So it's a pretty awesome alter as is, just straight up visually. It's Geordi LaForge instant speed, which, you know, your life could always use a little bit more of. And then an extra thing that he said is, I said Geordi's always hating on blue mages probably anyway. And John replied by saying he's just upset because his hologram girlfriends keep slipping through his fingers. So that was an all-around slam dunk. I was feeling this big time. So that's my first pick. So then I guess the final pick in this round, what did you go for, Donovan?
Man, my first pick was the Geordi LaForge Sirocco also.
Oh, I mean, snap. We have an early leader.
I know. It's funny because, like, I was looking through a list of cards like about a year ago and I came across this thing. I'm like, holy crap, that looks like LeVar Burton. when I saw this, I'm like, okay, this is instant finalist.
Like, all right.
This, solid, nothing solid. But thumbs up.
Yep. Gotta love it. All right. So next we're going to go through our second round of picks. Carlos, let's hear it again.
All right, my second pick was the Sol Ring by Sean Patchen.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Swords to Plow on Twitter. It's the, looks like the Eye of Sauron or whatever. It was done with a ton of different colors of Sharpies. It was really well done. I really like the ones that are really, like, amusing, and this one's, like, it's pretty serious, I guess, and it's really well done and deserves some credit.
Yeah, Sean's a cool guy. He's a talented writer. You can find him on Red Sight Wins. We always link him in the Friday Flashback. And he's actually a very talented artist, which I was not aware of before seeing this, but my mind was blown because the Sol Ring looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, the Sol Ring is sweet.
Yeah, this thing's on smoke snap. So, okay, that was a good pick. All right, so Dave, what's your second pick?
I got to throw another vote in for the Sol Ring just because, yeah, it just looks awesome, as everyone else said. I don't know how he does it with the Sharpies, because normally the Sharpies, like, I don't know how well you can get coverage, like, just covering all the stuff that you want to cover. Like, sometimes stuff shows through and it doesn't look that good, but it looks here that, like, he did it pretty well. Like, probably use a few markers, but it looks really good. And yeah, it's just really eye catching, and like the Eye of Sauron is like is a really nice touch. And so I gotta give a thumbs up to this one.
All right, so he actually emailed me about that. He wasn't using exactly like Sharpies like I use per se, but they're still markers. So yeah, I might actually ask him to, you know, send me an email about that so I can post it on one of the midweek updates, because this card looks spectacular for being done with markers. Like, it looks like painted. All right, so my second pick, was from Justin. He sent in a Bizarre Trader, and he used some whiteout. And I don't know if anyone else like likes the Boondocks. Like, I know I'm probably the only white person that likes Commander and also listens to the Wu-Tang Clan and like represents the Wu-Tang t-shirt issue. But it's a reference from the Boondocks, which is a very funny comic strip and then a cartoon later. So the Bizarre Trader, it's basically stock. And then he added a couple text bubbles with whiteout. And the first one says, "Gave that bitch a steel golem. Bitches love steel golems." So not everyone gets this, but you know, I'd be texting my weed man all the time because he doesn't want to be on the phone and shit. So I was just feeling it. Plus, you know what? Even if you don't get it, it's just funny. I mean, one, it's a Bizarre Trader. So it's almost inherently funny. But like, bitches love steel golems. There's clearly a bit of a story behind this one. So yeah, good looking to Justin on that. I was totally feeling it. And that was my second pick.
Yeah, it's not a completely stock Bizarre Trader either, because he's definitely got a monocle. So that's plus points.
Yeah, he definitely threw the mustache and the monocle on there, which, you know, like just like on the Commander plate, you got to rep the mustache and the monocle if you want to be taken seriously. That's top hat. And although, you know, I don't know if a monocle with no top hat is poor form. It might be. I'm not sure. All right. So, yeah, Donovan, what's your second pick?
My second pick, I'm throwing another one in the ring for the Soul Ring.
Ooh.
The thing is just extremely well done. And I think it's the only one in this contest that was actually worth some money too, wasn't it?
As far as I know, yes. Yes, it was actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Some love on that for sure. All right. And then what would be your last pick, Carlos?
All right. My last pick is the submission by Judson Gruger. He submitted Greater Gargamel. So he took a Greater Gargadon and drew a giant picture of Gargamel on it from the Smurfs, and it's a creature Smurf hunter, and everywhere there's a word with an S, he wrote Smurf over the word. I thought it was hilarious, because especially with the movie that just came out, I don't know why they felt the need to come out with that movie, but Smurfs were a huge part of my childhood for whatever reason, and this was a hilarious and nostalgic entry.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty awesome, because Judson is actually another gentleman who's a very talented artist as well, that chose to enter in this ghettoization of art contest, I suppose. In case you didn't know, he won the season 2 contest. And then in the last, most recent midweek update, I actually posted, he did the Tiny Tim Mirror token with the Mirror Refinery playmat. And he sent me a couple of cards that he's altered like this. Like he did, where is it? I've got it in my email. I guess I'll post these pictures somewhere. But yeah, he's done amazing alters with markers that look sweet and are totally hilarious. Like he has a Fierce Empath, and it's modified to look like John Goodman from The Big Lebowski. And it's pretty awesome. And then he has Elvish Archer that looks like Archer from the show with the same title. So he's a super talented artist. I hope he continues to send his stuff into us, because it looks amazing. But yeah, the Greater Gargamel was totally sweet as well. Who's next after that? Oh, Dave. All right, Dave, what's your final pick?
My final pick is also for the Greater Gargamel. I just wanted to say that I saw his playmat with the mirror, and I really, really like it. But I was wondering what would be the Oracle text for a card like this, because it seems like Smurf would mean like any number of different things, like Smurf 10, Smurf an artifact, if Greater Gargamel is Smurfed.
I think the rules text would be just totally awesome and like centered, no caps, right in
It'd
the.
It'd be like Soren Markov, where it's just like 5 pages long. But anyways, that yeah, I like it's really well drawn, and like you can even see like shading on his face, which is really impressive, and. Yeah, I think the play on words is also hilarious.
All right, so my third pick was from John, a.k.a. the Dredge King on Twitter. And the reason I picked this was because this is like so in line with how I envision Sharpie alters. It's unbelievable. He did the Changeling Ball Player. All it is a Changeling Hero, and then he just like wrote a bunch of words on it. Like he scratched out Hero for Ball Player, and then the ball the look on his face is priceless. So he's saying in this really like roughly drawn text box, yep, mine is bigger. The look on Changeling Hero's face is hysterical too. Like there's so much awesome about this card. And his legs are so skinny. And then swing batter batter swing, and his creature type is shapeshifter. No, mark that out. His type is baller. And then it just says baseball player in the rules text. It's exactly what I wanted. It's everything I dreamed of and more. So big shout outs to John. He's another like Commander Cast diehard. He'd be hitting me up all the time on email. So you know, it's all love, John. I'm feeling it. But yeah, I love this guy. I thought this was hysterical. Like when I opened this up, I just could not stop laughing because I've never seen Changeling Hero before. A lot of cards from the Lorwyn block I have actually never seen because I was not playing at all during that period of time. And why would anyone use a Changeling Hero in any deck? So it's one of those cards that you might have never seen. In my case, that was a huge plus because this card looks hysterical. So good looking out to John on the Changeling Hero. Next up, we've got Donovan's final pick and the last pick of the contest.
All right, well, to round this out, I'm going to be super unoriginal and go with Michael's Bestial Menace alteration. That thing is awesome. Like, it's got, like, three dudes coming out of one Pokeball at once. That's so awesome.
And they are there to save the day for sure.
I know. It's like a superhero team.
Yep.
And then, like, his narration or his explanation or whatever is awesome. He's like, yes, I get to battle with three Pokemon at once. Screw the rules. I have forests. So, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged references are... Like, that gets on my good side.
Yeah, Donovan does love those references. Specifically that one quote. I remember that being brought up at another point. Screw the rules, I have money.
Yes,
properly. Indeed. Yeah, so. All right. Good looking. Okay, well, exactly what I was hoping would not happen did happen. We have a tie. Like, what are the odds of that happening? So, we have the winner right now, actually, is Sean, a.k.a. Swords to Plow. So, if we can get a polite golf clap going here. Woo, let's get it. So the one soul ring to rule them all is the winner of the Sharpie contest. Next up, in a three-way tie for second place, we have the Bestial Menace, the Sirocco, and the Greater Gargmel. So I guess what do you guys want to do, like a runoff vote? I honestly, like I said, I was really hoping we wouldn't have to come to this. I have no mechanism in place.
Just cut the Stone Forges into three equal pieces and mail them out.
I don't know.
Is there some like randomizer wheel on the internet we can spin?
I guess I could just roll a die, but we always talk about how we hate that on the show. That just feels so sketch.
Ruhan gets to decide who wins.
Spin the Ruhan.
Ruhan's... It's like the least sexy spin of something of all time.
Ask your wife.
Carolyn! Tiebreaker in a contest.
Oh my god.
This just happened. Let's get it! Alright.
Oh, yeah.
Carolyn, introduced herself real briefly into the mic here. She backs away. This is a trap. No trap cards here, Carolyn. Let's go. So this is Carolyn, my wife. Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, to break the tie, Donovan had a brilliant solution in getting her to break it. So Carolyn, here's the deal. We did the Sharpie Alter contest. The thing is, as we always do, we somehow end up with a tie. So it's a three-way tie. I'll show you the three cards, and I want you to pick which ones you like the best, okay? You have to pick two that you like the best. So one will be left out. Dun, dun, dun! Here's one of them. This is Greater Gargmel. What do you think? I'm just stuffing the mic right into her face. She's giving it a read. She's laughing. She's trying not to, but I can feel it. Okay, so she seems to like it. She's laughing. So she's looking at the Sirocco right now. Okay, she gives me a nod of approval with a couple of giggles. And then finally, who did the Bestial Menace? What was the name?
Michael.
Okay. So she likes that one too. So she likes all three. She'll probably be like, they should all win. No, okay, so now she's rubbing her eyes like this is a serious choice. All right, Carolyn, you're deciding the fate of Stoneforge Mystic. Hold on, say it into the mic.
I think the Gargamel won and the Jory LaForge.
All right, there we go. Okay, so we have our winners. Gargamel, the Greater Gargamel, and Jordy LaForge Sirocco. So if we can get another polite golf clap for our runner-up winners. How come you're not clapping, Carolyn? This is bullshit. She wants to be part of the show. Oh, wait, no, I conscripted you. I'm sorry. Okay, so you can thank Donovan for that someday. Anyway, okay, so we have winners.
Watch out, Donovan.
Yeah, check yourself. She's
watch my back, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so our winners are Judson with the Greater Gargamel in one of the runner-up spots. And then we've got John in another runner-up spot with the Jordy LaForge Sirocco. And then as our grand prize winner, we have Sean Patchen, a.k.a. Swords to Plow, with the one-wit ring to rule them all, Soul Ring. So congrats to you guys for the win. I'll be in touch with you guys in the near future to get your addresses. Sean, I'll hit you up to get what card you want altered up by Dave Lee. Oh, and he loves pimped out decks too, so this is perfect for him. Anyway, okay, so that's it for the Season 3 contest. I want to thank everyone that entered, because we got pretty good LARFs out of these. I actually think we nominated almost every single card that was entered too, which is good. So yeah, this was totally awesome. This was my favorite contest that we've done so far. That's just me though. Whatever. I want to thank Carlos for coming up with the idea, obviously, even though he couldn't remember who did. But by default, he's in the credit on this one. So yeah, it was pretty rad. Be sure to stick around, though, because after this, we're going to have a podcast. We'll be talking about Mono White with the Rules Committee member, Alex. We'll also be asking your questions that you've been sending in since episode one of this season, actually. So we've been accumulating them for a while. Additionally, next season, big changes on the way, as well, of course, another contest. And we will be having Dave on the podcast. We'll probably be discussing something related to art, probably some pimpology up in this piece, since I declared him the Grand Imperial Archduke of Pimpology. I think
it's like that title.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a little understated, but I think it fits.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that's it. Yeah, next up we got Season 3, Episode 9.